she can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, December 27th, episode 69. Curry and the Keeper. Hello, my love. And I nailed it. I hit the donut
you
hole.
You nailed that donut. Hello, my queen. Hello, my New Year's queen.
Hello, baby. How are you?
Nicely done.
Thank you. Just nicely I had to done. Do one practice round. That
you,
was it.
Yeah, why don't you just sit here next time? Just run the whole board just and everything. Me, and why do I even show
at
it?
At least I'll push the right buttons.
Well, I got to move this up a little bit for
oh,
a second.
Okay.
Yes. That's up periscope. There we go. Oh, move your, mic, whoa, down. Move your mic down. There we go.
Yeah.
Whoa, here we are.
Here we
it
are.
It is the third day of Christmas.
We're rounding out 2023.
Shall How about we cheers? Cheers? Yes. Okay. Ooh, that sounded
that's
kind of
thud.
What is it with these? Are these real glasses? What are these?
Excuse me.
This is, let's have a sip.
Okay.
It's still good.
It is still
after
good.
2 days. This is what this was our Christmas champagne that we shared with our friends.
Yes, 2 days ago.
This is the Veuve Clicquot Rosé. They don't even put a year on this, do they? Do they even? Why don't they put a year on the? That's interesting. I just noticed that they don't put a year on this champagne. It's probably from last month. You okay? Is it that good? Is it that
no,
good?
No, I just excited myself from the opening.
So what we do is, and I learned this a long time ago, if you recall when we were, when I was still courting you.
Oh, yes.
We drank a lot of champagne.
When you sauced me up.
When I sauced you up. We drank a lot of champagne. And whenever we still had some left, which was not often, I would put a spoon in the bottle and it would keep the bubbles going.
Yes.
I don't even know if that's a spoon or if it's just, I mean.
Where did you learn that trick?
I don't even know where I picked that up.
I never knew that.
But I also, as I was pouring the champagne, are you okay?
I have a tickle in my throat.
As I was pouring the champagne and I saw that it still had bubbles, I recall when we were still courting.
Oh, yes.
Whenever I would pour champagne, you'd be like, oh, let me take a picture. And what would I do?
You would put a little bit of
sugar
yes,
into it to make it bubble.
Make it
yes,
bubble.
Yeah,
bubbly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All fake. All phony.
I had to think about it. Was it salt or sugar?
No, you do not want to put salt
in
your champagne. No.
Yeah.
This is good, though, isn't it? I'm glad we chose this.
Yeah.
A little celebratory for, here we go. For New Year's.
Oh.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Auld Lang Syne. Yes.
Yes.
Get into the mood because by the time people listen to this, it probably will be maybe even New Year's. Hit it again, boys.
Reminds me of when we got engaged. Remember when you arranged for the fireworks over Lake Como?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. I totally arranged for that.
You're like, I totally did that.
Arranged for that. Totally did that.
So.
Oh boy.
Oh my gosh. Are we coming off of an amazing Christmas? I mean, just blessing after blessing after blessing.
Yes.
So it's just been so much to share.
It has been.
Yes. Yeah.
And we go back to.
Let's start with the cookie exchange.
Yes. Let's start with the cookie exchange.
So I went to my friend Susie's house.
What day are we on?
This was last week, Thursday.
Last week, Thursday.
And so she had a cookie swap. And so my sister taught me how to make these Hello Dolly squares, which I must say are not appealing to look at.
No, you know what? They look kind of crappy. But when you came, I was in the studio, like, try this. I'm like, that's actually pretty good. Hello, where does the name come from, Hello Dolly?
I have no idea. But it's basically you melt a stick of butter on the bottom of a 9x13 pan.
Yeah, you throw in some coconut, throw some.
No. You do graham crackers. I pulled out the Cuisinart.
Which was a winner.
Yes.
Never mind your husband who needed that when he was desperately in need of soup. No.
Yeah. We talked about this last show. Anyway, I made them the day before and I had to cut them on Thursday morning and I wanted to cut them into individual squares.
We had to bring out
the jackhammer.
The DeWalt tools.
I was like, they were not appealing looking at them.
No.
And I won't really say what they look like, but they were not appealing to me. And so they didn't get a lot of attention at the cookie swap.
No, but when you came back with that bin full of cookies, there were some cookies in there that were pretty unappealing looking too.
And you ate them.
Of course I did.
Yes.
And the more unappealing they are, the better I want them.
And I was like, dude, calm down on the cookies because I got to save them for Christmas. And so,
that's not how that's just so people understand what my life is like. is like, you can't have any more. You've had enough. Don't touch them. They're for Christmas. Don't touch this. Don't touch that. See that fudge, which was sent to me by one of my No Agenda listeners. Stop eating it because we have guests coming. Stop it. Stop it.
That sounds just like me too.
Okay. An octave higher, but the same anger. It's the same.
I was not angry.
Stern, I should say. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it.
And then when I went grocery shopping and I bought all the stuff for like the Christmas charcuterie.
Same thing. Look at all this stuff in here. Don't touch it. See that cheese? Don't touch it. Do you see those cookies? Do you see that fruit? Don't touch it. You see those dried apricots? Don't touch it. Those bagels? Don't touch it.
I know because I was saving it for our guests and for Christmas. And so I just, sorry. I know. I'm such an ogre.
Hey, you should pick up that dead bug over there. I love you for it. Every inch of you.
Oh, it does my
not,
gosh.
I'm not offended at all. Anyway. I gave that up a year ago. Yeah. I'm not offended at all.
So that was a fun little cookie swap at Susie's. I enjoyed that very much. And I came home with a variety of cookies, which was
that
great.
Was good. That was great.
Yeah. And people enjoyed them.
I love
them.
The variety. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday, Friday you had the podcasting live, podcasting 2.0 show.
Well, I had the Thursday. I did the show. And what did we do Thursday night? Did we do anything? We just go to bed
no,
early?
No, we didn't do anything.
We watched some Christmas movies though.
We watched Love Actually.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. 20
years.
20 years ago. It was
20
made.
Years ago was the first time it came out.
It still gets me.
Did you stay awake during the whole
still
thing?
It kills me that guy did that to Emma, Emma Thompson. Okay. Bought the little tart necklace. That tart.
Oh, yeah. He brought the tart, the necklace, and she got a Joni Mitchell CD.
Yes.
It was hurtful. But that was never resolved at the end of the movie.
No.
He like showed up. And why was he gone? Did he go away on the airplane?
I don't know.
It's weird.
I think they need a sequel, but I think he's dead now.
Oh. Anyway. He got what he deserved for buying his wife a Joni Mitchell CD.
Yes, exactly. So Friday night, yes, I was by myself on the couch.
Yeah.
While you did the podcasting.
Yeah, you were really, really not nice about it, of course, as usual. You know, it's like, this is the year end.
Adam Curry.
We got the guy from Australia on, so we're trying to work with his schedule.
Well, let's talk about how this came about. So you come out to me, you go, hey, do we have any plans next Friday night? And I go, no. Thinking you had something planned, you go, good, I'm doing podcasting 2.0 at night. I'm like, oh, okay.
And then you went into the same old trope, like, it's more important. Dave Jones is more important than me. You put podcasting 2.0 above me.
I did not say that. I said, oh my gosh. I go, I said for a minute there, I thought you were planning a date. And you go, that's great. Make me feel bad. That's what you said. Wah, wah, wah. Some little snarky comment.
I was snarky.
We had a date night on Saturday night,
Saturday
which was very lovely.
It was great.
Like, you and me, we're going on a date.
Right. And we went to.
And you said, where should we go for dinner? And I said, how about Brian's? You go, you want to make reservations? I go, you make the reservations.
So I did. Brian's on 290, which if you've ever been to Johnson City, it's a great restaurant.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. We've been there a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. It's very nice.
It's like 35 minutes from our house, 40 minutes maybe.
Yeah, it's not just straight east.
But I remember we were driving and the sky was just a beautiful color.
Yeah.
And although it was starting, the clouds were starting to form. Because we knew it was going to rain, but it was nice. We had a nice, even the drive was part of our date. I like that.
It was
and
lovely.
We had a great dinner.
And we went there specifically because we wanted to see the lights.
Pertinalis Electric Company lights.
Because Mark Hall had talked about how,
we've heard
lights
about, yeah,
are
yeah,
like unbelievable, yes, amazing, way better than the Market Plots.
Did he say that? He said better than the Market Plots?
He did a couple of years ago.
And this is not to correct you, but everybody in Fredericksburg, it's marked.
Oh, marked plots.
Not markets, plots.
Marked. Market plots.
Marked. There's no E.
Mark.
Marked. Plots. Marked. Repeat
like
after
I
me.
Marked up the paper?
Yes. Okay. Marked plots. Okay. Exactly. And everyone says that wrong, by the way.
Well, you're the only one who knows German.
Jawohl. Jawohl, mein Schatz.
But we had a lovely dinner there, which was really nice. And then we decided to go. Well, before that, what did you have? Oh, you had a schnitzel.
I think I've only had schnitzel there
and
for some reason.
I had the ribeye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I ordered a strawberry shortcake for dinner.
Yes. And so It wasn't your traditional. When I think of strawberry shortcake, I think of like the spongy cake with strawberries and covered with whipped cream.
Yeah.
This wasn't like, it was like a biscuit.
Well, they were short on the cake. It was, it was like a biscuit. Yeah. It was like a rock, strawberry short rock.
And so.
And typically like either the whipped cream or something would be sweet or the strawberries would be sweet, but it was all just like rock and white
strawberry
stuff.
Strawberry short rock.
And it wasn't really, it didn't satisfy.
No, and you go, this is not good. And then you start, you're shoveling in your mouth. You're like, it really isn't good. And you just keep eating it.
This is really no good. This is not good. How's your dessert? It's not so good.
No.
And I finished it.
No.
That was good.
But then we walked over.
It was busy. I mean, there were a lot of people
around. But
by
the time we left, it cleared out a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think we had 6 o'clock reservations and we were out by 7:15 maybe.
If that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like the AARP.
Quick. Yeah.
You're like second crew in after the children.
My sister's always making fun of us. It's 4 o'clock. You going to dinner? Like, no. We always make
no
fun
in
of
an
us.
Hour.
At five, we are. And then we walked over. I asked the waitress, I said, can we just leave our car in the parking lot? She's like, yeah, absolutely.
Edie, our waitress, Edie.
And so we walked over and the lights were, it was not big.
No.
It was not big, but the tree, every tree branch was covered in twinkle lights.
We took a couple of pictures. Yeah. That must have been, how many, didn't they say, someone say how many lights there were? It was some god awful amount, like 50,000 or something.
I can't imagine.
Crazy amount.
You're hired to wrap this tree in these lights. This is your job.
I wonder, in general, do people actually wrap those trees like one strand around and around, or do they have like a mat?
No, didn't you see like a net, not a mat?
Yeah, a net.
No, because the branches are so tiny.
It's insane.
I would not want that job of removing those. No.
Or even putting them in for that reason.
But it was magical. It really was magical. Yeah,
the blue color was nice. Yeah. And there were families. It was kind of a nice affair.
Oh, it was very nice. It was very Christmassy. And
they had hay rides, which we did not do, obviously.
I thought our marked plots.
Yes. Is better.
Is better.
We have an ice skating rink to boot.
Yeah.
So but it didn't matter. It was a beautiful. It was really for us to just be together, have a nice little date night, because then we had, you know, all the guests coming.
Yeah. So that
all the guests for a full. But a full
before
Christmas
we get that,
onslaught.
we had a discussion at dinner.
We did
about our couch.
Oh, you mean the one that you ruined?
Yes.
Hey, when you said, good news, everybody. After me being Mr. Spot, not Spock, Mr. Spot, and you know, we still have the same linen. Oh, you know what?
What?
I'm calling you out on this.
Uh-oh.
So because my vape leaked on our sheets, Tina refuses to buy new sheets. I'm not buying new sheets until you tap, 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 tap. There's been no spots since then. There's been no extra spots.
There's only like 30 of them on your side.
And so... finally, it happened, and everyone just waits for this moment. Tina spotted the couch. I mean, really,
with castor oil,
whatever was leaking out of you, and
it wasn't leaking out of me.
Explain to our Vineyard Nation how castor oil got from you onto our couch. Then,
so one thing that's really good for your liver to detox your liver. I'm in all sorts of things now. I'm just in over my head. Is a castor oil liver pack. And so I have this device.
I thought you were supposed to drink the castor oil.
Oh, no.
No? Isn't that what they used to give kids when they were young? And
to induce labor, but they suggest don't do that.
To induce labor?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, to take castor oil. So I have this sort of device. It's a cloth device, and you put castor oil on it, and you wrap it around your liver, and it's good for detoxing. And so I put it on one night and knowing that it was going to leak on the couch. Well, castor oil does not come out.
No.
So then I decided to take Dawn's soap to the couch, which made it exponentially worse.
This goes back to when Tina said, we need to have this couch cleaned. And they cleaned it and cleaned off all the Scotch Guard and any other, it's all your fault, and any other protective mechanism. And so I've been smart. I sit on the ottoman.
I'm on the
chaise lounge. Yes, I have.
There's only spots and all down the side of the arm.
But there's nothing on the seating area.
Oh,
nothing on
the
seating area.
Just on the side.
That's not me. That was your. That was
no.
No, that was Teresa.
Oh,
when she sat there. She did the spots on the side. So I know myself. So I always have my blanket. I always sit on my blanket so that if anything spills on the blanket, which you'll never see it on my blanket. And so it's spotless.
So we're talking about the couch and you go, you know what? That was my couch. You said, you go, it was my couch.
No, that's not. No,
yeah, I have it in my notes. It was my couch.
But you're adding emphasis that wasn't there. What I was saying was, you're right. We should get a new couch because that was my couch. See, this is just your interpretation. Your chat GPT doing it all wrong. I said, I've said a couple times, I've said
our
months
couch.
Ago, no, I bought the couch. You happened to be in my life and you thought it was a good idea, but you weren't living with me. It was my couch from my penitentiary.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Anyway,
we have to get a new couch.
But I said months ago, let's get a new couch then if you don't, because you've been hinting at this for the longest time and you finally did it. You finally, I'm going to spill some castor oil on this thing so that we have to get a new couch. But honestly, the couch is how, I mean, it's been through
it's
a lot.
8 years, 8 years old. Yes.
It has
seen a lot of butts.
Wow. A visual I didn't need.
Well,
but
no,
yes.
People sitting on it. Yes, people sitting on
yes,
it.
Yes, it's had a lot of butts on it.
Yeah.
So yes, but thanks to you, good work. You finally ruined something like I always do. And it's really quite ruined. I don't think there's any. And the problem is we've moved this couch three times.
It's not three, one, two.
It can never go back together
one,
again.
Two, three. Yeah, we've moved it three times.
I mean, it was designed within reach, which is barely out of reach, you know, so it's not cheap, but not top of the line.
And
it just won't go back together.
It's held
again.
Up really well. The fabric has held up really, really well.
Yeah.
So.
But now all of a sudden it's like, and we'll get two chairs.
And we'll remodel the kitchen.
Notice I haven't agreed to any of that. I haven't shown any enthusiasm. We're just like, couch. We'll get in the couch. I don't know about you and your chairs.
No, I said to you, I said, you know what? We really don't have a lot of seating in this living room.
That's great. We don't need people. How many people do we really want at this, in our seating area?
We entertain quite a bit these days. And with the big wedding coming up.
What? Everyone's coming back to our place? Yeah, no.
I decided we'll just have them come back to our place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many people are coming?
50 maybe?
15? How is it an odd number?
50.
Oh, 50?
I don't know. I have not even thought about it. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Anyway, so yes. So after the first of the year, I was going to see if I could get the couch cleaned first. And if I can get it cleaned and get it out, then we'll keep it. If not, then we'll go get a new couch. That's what I was planning on doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Give it one last.
You're going to give one last try? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm all in for that.
Okay.
Good one.
All right. So after that, after date night debating that, it was your couch that I ruined. Yes. Got that. Yeah.
It's okay, darling. It's okay.
Then on Sunday, we went to church together. We went to Christmas Eve service.
We did.
Do you want to say anything about that?
Well,
you gave your note to Willie.
Oh, I did. I gave my note to Willie, which is I took one of our little Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote my number on there. I said, Willie, you know, you've been on my heart, man. Let's go out. You text, right? He's like, say you text. Text me and we'll go out to coffee. And he says, okay. And he actually texted me. Was it yesterday?
Yeah. A couple days ago. Yeah.
And what's great about it is his texts are, of course, completely perfect.
Yes.
You know, because he obviously has he's slower communicating, although I don't really have a problem with it, but he's like, he's a researcher.
Yeah.
And he has like a YouTube and a TikTok and there's so much I got to learn. I'm so excited to sit down.
I'm excited to learn too.
And learn about Willie because he's a researcher.
Yeah.
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 So I'm hoping to draft him for No Agenda. I have a feeling he might be really, really good at it.
Excited. You're hitting him in the mouth.
I had this feeling like this is the guy you got to hang out with because his communication skill or capability is hampered by physical attributes. There's a dude in there my age.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm very excited about this, about building our friendship.
Yes.
I feel there's something there. I'm excited about that. It's very cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And he's probably listening because I sent him our...
Oh, he sent him the link.
Well, because I realized I told him you can listen to our podcast, go to your podcast app.
You and, probably went to the Apple podcast.
Yeah, because we're not on Apple.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got to get him hooked up with Value for Value. Yeah. That'll be part of my mission on... Yeah. I'm going next Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
I'm super excited about it. Yeah.
But Jimmy's, Pastor Jimmy's sermon was, again, phenomenal.
Yes. Yes. And I did not say anything when everyone started yelling, bring out the book. I hope you noticed. I don't bring out the book. Yep.
You can yell.
I kept quiet. No,
just
no,
don't
no,
get
no.
up and dance on the stage.
No. It was awful. There were enough people yelling for the book now. So I've done my business.
And what about Jeff singing Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, man. So
he
Pastor
has
Jeff, yeah.
The voice of an angel. I am not kidding.
Well, what I love so much is a lot of these worship songs, you know, there's coordination with the screen and the words and
you
kind of buy these packages, mm-hmm. Which also includes the rights to use them. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole industry. And so let's say that your worship team doesn't have a bass player for that particular Sunday, which happens.
Yeah.
Then they have a track and they can bring up a bass track.
Uh-huh.
Now, and they also have a click track, so everyone knows that they're on the same page. This was just Jeff and Dan, I think, who was on keyboards.
I don't know if
it was just the two of them. And, you know, he had no ear monitor in. It was just him singing. And I mean, and know that this is, 9:15 a.m.?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was stunning.
It was
stunning.
So lovely.
Stunningly so good.
Lovely. Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. I enjoyed that very much. It was a great sermon, too.
Mm-hmm.
About imagine, was it Imagine the Impossible? What was it? I forget the title of his.
Because I'm always caught up in the story that he tells that I don't remember the actual keywords. Oh, man, I've had so much scripture in my head since then. I'm sorry, Pastor Jimmy. I feel bad now. I don't remember exactly. I probably do if I went back in my, because he often.
It was something about impossible because he said, if you feel like you're not moving, haven't accomplished what God told you
God,
to accomplish.
With God, nothing is impossible.
And he said, if you feel like you haven't accomplished what God wanted you to accomplish, maybe that's why you're not moving forward. I'm obviously paraphrasing that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that hit me big time, big time.
Yeah, I think it was with God, nothing. I don't remember. So he sends his God shot every day.
Yes.
His devotional and with a personal message. And
yes.
And so it's just, every day there's something good, every single day.
But he talked about his word for 2024. And I think we talk about, we talked about what our words are. My word is joy.
And mine is encourage.
Yeah.
And encourage. His word is engage.
And you know, the Blonde Squad plus Trisha today talked about, what are your words for 2024?
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
What, what were some of their words?
It's on my phone. I don't have my phone here. I don't get the group text on my iPad. But I'm like, my word is joy. I'm being joyful. And I was so joyful. And it's not even 2024. And I was so joyful.
Well,
on
let's
Eve.
Talk about the kids.
Well, yes.
And I call them kids. And I will always call them kids, even if they're in their late 20s and 30s.
Yes. So on Sunday, right after church, I drove to Austin to go pick up my oldest daughter, Ellen, and her boyfriend, Jesse. And I haven't seen
Ellen. Coming in from Chicago.
Right. And I haven't, it's been over a year since I saw Ellen. And so as she was coming down the escalator, I just started to cry.
Aww.
I couldn't help it.
Of course.
I was so happy to see her.
Mm-hmm. You okay?
Yeah. It was this just tears of joy. I was just so happy to see her and to hug her. And, I know she was obviously happy to see me, and it was just the ride to Fredericksburg, which was, you know, over an hour and a half, was so quick because
you
it was
were
just chatting.
Did they both sit in the back or you sat up, Ellen sat up front?
She sat up front, yeah. Uh-huh. And I wasn't the Uber driver.
Really?
And so, yes, and so we came back here and, you know, they made lunch and, you know, we showed Jesse around because Ellen has been here and then... You were finishing up the show.
And Phoebe was great, right?
Phoebe was fantastic.
Because I had her in the studio. She knew you guys were home. And she's standing by my door. And then at a certain point, she's like, hey, woof.
Yes.
Hey, woof. Hey, woof, woof, woof. Let me out, woof.
And she barked maybe twice. And that was it. And she was really good around them. Mm-hmm. She was very chill. They're like, hey, rub my belly.
Oh,
I got more people here to pet me. So she was really, and so we put them to work when they came here. You know, they helped.
Oh, you didn't even have to put them to work.
They are the most perfect house guests.
Of all of our guests and children, I would say they're the best. I just have to say it.
They're the perfect. Best. Perfect. Because I said to Jesse, and Ellen already knows this, look, my house is your home. Don't ask me. Just help yourself. Yeah. Like, do what, right. go, whatever you want. And he was very comfortable and I was happy. And one thing that Ellen was very excited about was we were going to feed her a lots of beef.
Yes.
Because she knows the benefits of good beef.
And they're basically poor in Chicago.
Don't say that. That is not true. They're doing fine.
Not everybody can have beef every night.
They're doing fine. They're not poor. I would not say that.
Okay. I didn't mean to throw you off.
Yeah, that's not true at all. That's not true. I don't know why you said that. It is absolutely
because
not
that's
true.
What Helen always says to me. No. That they're on a budget.
Yeah. Well, they don't. She doesn't buy a lot of beef. She said when she gets home late, she's just like eats whatever.
All right.
So anyway, so the first night we had ribeyes, K&C ribeyes, and they were they really enjoyed those.
And they like it rare.
They like their meat rare,
really rare. Yes. That was surprising to me. Me too. Not many people want their beef rare.
Me too. Oh, so I know.
So and I made theirs rare, and I made ours medium rare.
Yes, and so that was nice. So I was glad that we fed her a lot of beef because on Christmas Day I made the tri-tip, and then you made your no agenda stew last night.
Who made the tri-tip?
I marinated it.
Yes, you did. But I did low and slow.
I prepped everything.
I did low and slow, and I did the whole reverse sear. Come on, give me some props for the cooking.
I prepped everything.
Okay, all right, it's all you.
Okay, thank you. But Christmas Day, so we got up and we had breakfast, and then I had to make gingerbread cookies for Annette. I told her I was going to make her gingerbread cookies.
This was the best.
So I actually made the dough on Sunday, and then you have to refrigerate it. And so I looked at Jesse and I go, can you make these for me?
And he went right to it, man.
Yeah, he was like, sure.
Rolling it out.
Because he used to make his own bread. And I think he used to make pies, too.
I was wondering where his talent came from. Yeah, he definitely had something going on there.
And so he rolled out the dough and he cut out the cookies. And then Ellen got in on the action and Ellen started making cookies too.
I mean, we had Christmas music going. We had the tree lights on. I looked around like, this is what you want. You want to have some family over. You want to have a nice Christmas. And it was complete.
The key to a good gingerbread cookie is the cookie sheet. You have to have a good cookie sheet. Because mine, I bought the all clad from Crate and Barrel and they cooked evenly and they were good, right? They were soft. They were not hard, crunchy, hard gingerbread.
I mean, I've never been a big gingerbread
Me
fan
either.
Because I thought them too hard or, you know, like, I don't know.
I snarfed a lot of them.
You overate on the gingerbread.
I did. Yeah, I overate on the gingerbread.
But these were perfect. And then they did something very cool together.
Yes.
Because we have one of those big cutters.
Yes.
And they made a huge... And oh, by the way, I should probably mention. So I'm talking to Jess. Now I know Jesse. You know, we've had Jesse in our house, and you know, I've known him
several times. Yeah,
for a long time. And he says, I forget exactly what I was talking to him about. He says, oh, you know, I was a pastor kid. What?
Yeah, I didn't know that
he
either.
He says, oh yeah, no, I grew up in the church, and I went to Sunday school and everything, and read the Bible. Everything. Are you kidding me?
I didn't know that either.
You didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. So. I forget we were talking about scripture or something anyway something came up about he asked me some question and my answer was I just put on the helmet of salvation. It was like running for mayor or something. Uh-huh. I forget what it was. Mm-hmm. And then he said, the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
And so he knew all that. Mm-hmm. And then they made a huge gingerbread man with the shield of faith,
yes.
With the sword of of the spirit, with a big heart on it. That really touched me.
Yeah.
Like, that is so, but nice. I took pictures of it.
Yeah, you sent
nicely
it to
made,
Jimmy.
Nicely made. Yeah. That was great. I really loved that.
But it was awesome. So they cut out all the cookies for me and they were so helpful. It was so great. And so then.
And not only that.
Yeah.
Then you put Ellen to work on the charcuterie board.
Well, no, no, no. We opened presents then. It's like, present time.
We did. No, they went for a walk and we're like, you actually said, should we just open our presents? I said, no, we're going to wait until they're back. You were so gung-ho, like, I don't know when the present, I want to open the present. And I just want to remind everybody that when my wife says, when it starts off by saying, we're not going to do presents this year. No, we should do a present. Okay. And then she has like 10 presents for me.
Mostly filler gifts.
There's no such thing as
a
filler
gift. I had to buy you clothes because you've grown out of all your clothes.
There's no such thing as filler gifts. It's filler gifts. It's not like, anyway, you had overpurchased on gifts.
I bought you 10 presents.
You did. And so I bought you one present, which I had to have you there for. So you knew, but you kept it. You kept it under the tree.
Yeah, it was a generous gift. So it was a nice cross body bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't stand you wearing the Lululemon anymore. Yes, it's like you can't go out with that. You got to have something a little more classy.
And then you bought me a pair of Fugs.
This was lame.
Yes.
So
Fugs. So, fake Uggs. Fake Uggs. Fugs.
So if I buy on Amazon, I always click the Prime button because I've been burned by that before.
But they came in an Uggs box.
With an Uggs certification.
But you could totally see they were knockoffs.
But I'd never opened it up.
No, I know. I just made sure
they were the right color and wrapped it up. And you put them on. You say, what size are these? Is this 8? That's your size.
And not only that, the tread on them was so thin.
They were completely phony. They were complete counterfeit.
Not even
good counterfeit.
And probably cost the same as the regular ones. Yeah.
Yes, they were not.
So when you put the reason for return, did you put Fugs?
You don't. There's no option for counterfeit, but I did say other reasons, and I said these were obvious counterfeits.
Yeah.
I'm sending. And we had that happen once with my aftershave, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dior Homme, and it smelled like.
Yeah, I tasted it when you put it on. It was like, ooh.
Dior Suer. Yeah. You know, it was horrible.
Dior Suer.
It was horrible.
Fugs and Dior
Fugs. Fugs and Zen. Okay. I think Fugs is pretty
Fugs.
Good.
But the thing that just touched my heart most was the sign that you had made. So I'm redoing my exercise room to make it my prayer
/war room/exercise war room.
Yeah. And so we cleared stuff out and I'm getting a bookshelf because we received so many wonderful books from everybody. And I'm putting a chair in there. And Adam, you bought me the Psalm 139 verses 13 through 16.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Sign. You ordered it from Etsy.
This was very scary for me. First, because, you know, I'm looking at places like, and I thought, they would make this sign, but it turns out they just make a PDF and they send it to you. Like, no, that's no good. That's no good. No, I need something with a frame and it has to be professionally done. And, you know, there's a million stores on Etsy.
Yeah.
And so then it just comes down to, will this person actually deliver?
Yeah.
So I place the order. I'm very specific about which part of the, of scripture, because 139 is pretty long.
Oh, it's very long.
Yeah, and so I knew you wanted the one where
you nailed it.
And then there's which color, and this is where I get really bad. Like, oh my god, what frame should I do? I'm like,
you really had to think on this one, huh?
I'm no good at that. You know me. It's like,
you obviously did really well.
Yeah, well, thank God. He led me. But then I'm just sitting there waiting because, you know, it will be delivered between December 15th and December, you know, like 22nd. I'm like,
You know how I felt when I ordered your neon sign.
And I thought of that. It's like, I remember when you had that and they didn't deliver on time. So I'm emailing the lady like, hey, just checking in. How you doing? And then they delivered it, but it wasn't in front of the door.
Oh, that's right. It was like, back by the garage.
Which they've never done. They never delivered around the back by the garage. Anyway, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, I love it. I start crying.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Start crying.
I cried because you were crying.
Oh, you cried too?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't see you cry.
I did. My eyes were all misty.
Well, what was your favorite gift?
Well, I have a couple. You gave me this fantastic, because it was a replacement for one you had given me.
The cheapo one.
The cheap. Well, it was like from a bubblegum machine.
Basically.
You just picked it up somewhere. It was nice. This is sterling silver, little cross on a bracelet. which is from a designer. What's his
David
name?
David Yurman. Yeah. It's a David Yurman.
I am so, because I want to show, you know.
Yeah.
I want to show, like, hey, I'm in the club.
Yeah, it's a little big on you. You have girly wrists.
Okay, that's nice.
You have girly ankles too, I think.
Wow. I do. I'm svelte.
You do.
Svelte.
You have skinny wrists. Yeah. Let me see your wrist. Yeah. Let me see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it girly?
Okay. All right. Well, I like my girly wrist. But it's beautiful. And I have to say, the clasp, once I figured it out, is genius. These, you know how clasps can be really hard to do?
Yeah.
Especially if you have it on your dominant hand. Mm-hmm. This guy came up with some design, which I've never seen before. It's very easy to get it on and off because I don't want to wear it under the shower or anything.
Yeah.
Because it's just so nice. And then the other thing, I mean, you got me so many cool gifts. You got me the Message Bible.
Yes.
Which I'm so stoked about because I love it. If you don't know what it is, it's translated by... I think it's Edward Peterson, and he passed away a couple of years ago, but he wrote, translated the entire Bible for what he said would be for truck drivers.
Yes.
So it's very conversational. So it's accurate though, because I've been reading the New International Version, then rereading the same scripture in the Message.
So does it have that one verse, like look to the mountains?
Yes,
or
I did check that one. It's not.
Hey, look over the hills of eyes.
No, it is kind of like, yeah, I checked out the mountains, but that's okay because it's the Message Bible. But I love it. It's beautifully done. I just love the whole thing. Then you also got me new workout shirt, t-shirts, and a sweatshirt from Three Nails.
Yes.
Is that, which is this Christian company. Mm-hmm. It's a very cool logo with Three Nails and an Untuck It shirt. And what am I forgetting? I'm sure there's...
I framed your No Agenda.
Oh, you framed my No Agenda PhD.
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, the gift that Ellen and Jesse gave us, their handwritten cards with beautiful messages, and I got a beautiful piece of art.
Yes.
You know, like a numbered piece of art, which I desperately want to have framed. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
It was lovely.
It was beautiful.
I know.
And I also got you something else.
Got me a mirror? Yeah.
Your 10X mirror that you wanted.
Yeah.
I know. Not a big deal. That's a filler gift. That's what we call a filler gift.
It was perfect. Yeah. It was absolutely perfect.
And we got them nice gifts. And we got that game that you and I have to play.
Yes. Yeah. I bought them this game that is like an escape. It's like a puzzle. You have to solve it. Ellen used to be very much into Nancy Drew. And she loves complex puzzles where she has to solve things. Mm-hmm. That's just how her brain. I mean, this is a girl who did calculus without even using a calculator.
Why does that not surprise me?
She's just so smart. Mm-hmm. We were preparing dinner, and Pastor Jimmy and Annette came over, which is, I loved that we shared the holiday with them. Yes. I loved it, you know, and I loved that they got to meet Ellen and Jesse and spend some time getting to know her.
Sometime you had put Pastor Jimmy right across from Ellen. I didn't get to talk to my bro all night.
Oh, geez. I know. I had you far away from each other.
I actually got to talk to Dame Annette a little bit more than usual, which I enjoyed very much.
She's so funny. You guys around.
She cracks me up. Yeah. And we have a lot of the same thoughts on stuff.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah. No, she's awesome. Mm-hmm. So it was just...
And they gave us beautiful mugs.
Yeah, like...
Remote-controlled heated mugs.
Yes. They know I love my coffee hot.
That was great.
I loved... Because they're family. They're our family, you know, and I just... They're just easy to be around. And, you know, the kitchen was chaos. We're cooking. Everything's chaotic. You're searing the meat. The house is filling with smoke. You know, and I looked at them. I go, yeah, we've moved to the point where we're not, you know, we're not here to impress you anymore. It is what it is.
Billowing smoke from the cast iron skillet. There was a 5-pound tri-tip that I was reverse searing. So.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was good. Yeah. It was a lovely
And then we had
Christmas.
Fudge and gingerbread man cookies.
Yeah.
Until 9 o'clock, I said, woman, it's time for us to go to bed so these good people can go home.
But just, you know, the whole thing, Christmas is so different for us. You know, it was different for us last year, and it just continues to be about the birth of Jesus, you know, and what that means and how impactful that is.
That's what Pastor Jimmy read. And I referred to it in my prayer because It's not intimidating, by the way, to do prayer for before meal when your pastor is there. Not intimidating at all.
You steal his material all the time.
Well, totally. And I had the pastor's son there. I'm like, oh my God. It was about Luke. Was it Luke 2? Luke 1 or Luke 2?
I don't remember.
About Elizabeth and
when Mary
yes. came in, Elizabeth's baby leaped for joy.
Yes, yes.
And that's the joy and the wonderment of Christmas. Yeah, yes. exactly. That, yeah. So that was part of his message. Yeah. Yeah, I totally stole that. That's what you're supposed to do. That's called borrowing. It's called... Yes, exactly. That's what colleagues do.
Yeah. No, but it was this. It was really special having them there.
Yeah.
So, and I hope that it becomes a tradition for us.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I hope it becomes a tradition.
And of course, we missed Christina. We missed Elise.
And Elise was
working.
It would be awesome. Now, that's the only daughter they have left to meet is Elise.
Yeah.
So.
One day we'll get them all together.
Yeah. Yeah. And. You know, also with the church, I'm using my communication skills now to help them write their monthly newsletter. So I'm really happy about that too.
I am so happy that they figured out that you're the person to help them with that. Because I was about to like make some noise about this.
No.
So you know, when I met Tina, the first thing I said when we were working together, we had not gone out. I said, man, where were you when I was trying to hire people for my company?
Yeah, you say that.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're so good at it.
Yeah.
You are an excellent writer, strategist. And you can take the whole thing all the way through. And I love that you're working with Faith.
She's so smart. That's their daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because I've worked with her when I helped them set up their website.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay, I get it.
Very sharp. Yeah. Very, very sharp.
So that's what you need. You need someone to collaborate with.
Because originally Annette said, go ahead. I said, you know, hey, you know, I can help you write a newsletter. And she said, why don't you write it and give it to Faith, and Faith will set it up in the email marketing program. And I go, just give me the login credentials. I'll just put it right in the email. I'll build it. So it's one less thing for her to do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send out a test. You guys add your, you know, whatever. Pastor Jimmy needs to add his own message because I can't write for him.
Right.
I'm not used to writing in that vein. You know, I don't have
won't
the skill
take
set.
You long.
I don't have the skill set yet. And so yeah, I set it up and I'm going to work and get it out for them the beginning of every month. You know, it's so easy for me to do. I can do this with the back of my hand. And I'm so happy that my
Make sure
skills...
I'm on the list because I never get an email from the church.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I'll make sure. I'll add you. I can add you. Yeah. So I'm super excited that they're allowing me to help them in that way. So I'm, you know, in addition to ushering, I want to start ushering.
Yeah.
I volunteer. And now I'm doing their newsletter. So,
yeah.
And I said to Pastor Jimmy, I go, it's only a matter of time before I do a full-blown comms strategy for you.
Look out, everybody.
So
the comm strategy, Comstrat.
Yeah.
Comstrat.
So today I said to Ellen yesterday, she and Jesse went hiking at Pardinales State Park, I think.
I think so, yeah.
They were gone for the whole day. When they got home, you made your no agenda stew for them, so we had a nice dinner.
The double dip recession stew.
Yes. Yep. And so and then we got to bed early, but I said to Ellen, I said, you know, I really want to be able to spend some time with you because it's just been busy, busy, busy. Mm-hmm. And so this morning we went out for coffee and it was just, I just love my daughter so much. I'm so blessed to have a daughter. Two daughters,
mm-hmm.
you know, but as I was just talking to her and looking at her eyes, I mean, I just could see the beauty of her and just her amazing soul and kindness. And I just feel that amazing connection that I have with her. And I feel so blessed that I got to spend Christmas with her. And,
she's an outstanding human resource.
She really is. She really is.
I mean, I love talking with those two. And we had great discussions. I learned a lot, you know, just talking about Chicago and stuff. And I learned a lot. And they're very, very, they know a lot of what's going on. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
And, you know, I prayed about it because I really wanted everything to go well. And I prayed about it and I just kept thinking about what Pastor Jimmy said, like, don't go where you're not invited, mm-hmm. you know? And I really was very conscientious of that I'm not going
to,
I'm not going to be that mom that just kind of thinks that I, you know, have every right to tell my adult daughter, you know, what I think. Right. And
like you do to me.
Yeah. Like, it. Yeah, well, you need kind of reining in sometimes.
Oh, thanks. There we go. There we go. Here we are.
You know, I let up about the nog.
You know, Jesse was drinking my nog, man. He was having nog for breakfast.
He's got sweet tooth, man. He ate carrot cake and nog that for nog breakfast.
I mean, hey, the nog's going fast. With Christmas, I had literally one nog. It was big, but I had one nog. I'm like, okay, this is. We do our presents. I got my nog. I put a little bit of single malt scotch in there. That's my nog. I had my nog for the day, and that was all I needed. All I needed, because Jesse drank the rest.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. And then I sent them. I sent them packing with a bunch of food. I'm like, do you want this? 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 I'm like, nobody. I bought it for you. As it is, they left the apples that I bought that they're not going to eat.
It's all right. So. They'll hear about that for another 3 months. You didn't eat the apples. So I had to throw them out.
So I drove them to Austin today because they're spending the last 2 days
Austin.
Yes, which I'm really happy about. And so, yeah, because they lived in Austin. So now they told me that they're going to go coffee shop hopping. They're going to just, yeah, they're not huge drinkers, but they like to go coffee shop hopping. So I decided to go to Costco afterwards. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Costco, get beef, butter, bacon, and eggs, you know.
And toilet paper.
And toilet paper and stuff like that.
Costco is great for that.
And so I'm going through Costco and I've just got kind of my head down and I'm, you know, I'm dressed in my workout clothes, no makeup, you know, I'm just raw, plain. And I ran into somebody from my past there. So before I met you, I was hanging out with a man named David.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Listen, you were on the international dating tour of America.
What?
I was dating one person. Okay. Anyways, you know about David.
So of course I do.
David was instrumental in my life during a very, very dark period. But one thing that he did is he introduced me to Austin Stone Church, mm-hmm. which is where I
fell asleep.
Yeah, Eve twice. And I fell in love with the worship music there. Mm-hmm. Now, I wasn't ready to kind of take...
And this is nine years ago?
This was 2014.
So 10 years ago.
2014.
Almost 10 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. Anyway, so I'm just going through Costco and we spent about, oh man, maybe 9 months together just hanging out. We weren't a couple, but we spent a lot of time together. And he's the one who introduced me to the church. He tried to bring Jesus into my life. It was a really, really dark time for me because I was going through a divorce and there were other things that were going on. And so, at the time that I met you, we just decided that, because he was 20 years younger than me, we just decided that.
What? What? I mean, yeah, international dating tour, but what?
Okay. Anyway, we, you know, obviously for obvious reasons. So I'm going through Costco and I'm, you know, I'm just going along and he looks at me and he's like, Tina? And I'm like, David. And I gave him a hug. And he's like, how are you? And he's like, I'm fine. He goes, I saw you. He said, I saw you. And then I was like, oh, she probably doesn't want to talk to me. I don't know why he said that. And he said, then I was like, I'm going to say hello to her. And I said, oh.
Good for him.
And I looked at him and I said, you know, I go, I have to tell you something. And he said, what? And I said, I got baptized a year ago.
Nice.
And he said, wow. Yeah. And I said, I want you to know that you were instrumental in
part
that.
Of that, sure.
And I want to thank you. And he was like, oh my gosh, you know? And so then we had just this lovely conversation. I don't know. We probably talked for 15 or 20 minutes about.
What aisle were you in?
We're by the eggs.
I'm trying to get a visual. I know where that is.
We're by the cooler, by the eggs.
Is that where the lady has the sample?
No, on the back other end, side. The
okay.
Back end.
Oh, the back end. Okay. Near the big bags of chips.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And when I say big, I mean big.
And so, I mean, we had a lovely conversation. I was telling him about how, you know, the thing, how it came about. I told him about how God led us to Fredericksburg, how Pastor Jimmy and Annette are our best friends, how I was brought to Bridge Church, how, you know, the Aruba trip and how, you know,
Zachary,
we missed that flight
told
and how
God had a plan for
and
us.
And about your testimony on Rogan and how I was so afraid about that and how it's gotten millions of views and how you got baptized. And I was just sharing all of that. And then he was sharing like what, you know,
and he's
what was
married
going
on. He's married.
He got married the same year we got married. And I walked away from that feeling like I had such closure because it was, and the crazy thing about it, when Ellen and I went out for coffee this morning, I brought him up and I said how it was such a dark period of my life and how I was living such a lie. I was living such a lie during that time and how I had vowed that when I met you, that I was not ever going to do that again. Like I was done. And so it was so interesting that I brought him up and then all of a sudden I run into him at Costco.
Oh, no coincidences in the kingdom.
No. And here's the interesting thing. I was going to go to TJ Maxx. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go to TJ Maxx and I'm going to go to Costco.
And
then
God's like, no, that's horrible clothing.
Yeah.
Go meet David.
And last minute, before I even took the exit, I'm like, I'm just going to go to Costco.
See? Exactly.
And then just the timing of it, I forgot my card, so I had to go get a temporary card. And I mean, and so after that was done,
he was on the move.
I said to God, I go, I see what you did there.
Wow,
I see
that's fantastic.
Exactly what you did there. That. And it was something that I really, really needed. And it just...
Yeah, you came home and
I could. I wanted to save it for the show, and I was very emotional telling you about it. And
I wanted you to save it for the show, but you couldn't. So I have to tell you. It's like,
and I was, and I know that you. We are so solid and secure in our marriage that I know that you and I'm so devoted to you, and I know that
I'm a little hurt by the girly wrist thing.
Yeah.
But everything else is pretty solid.
And so, so I think about like, you know, sitting across from Ellen and looking at her eyes and being so, I mean, transporting me back to when she was a little girl and, you know, she's the same beautiful soul that she is. And then God presenting this person to me to kind of just.
Close some loops.
Yes, it was so healing today. I can't even. And like, I thanked God so much for that because, yes, there are no coincidences in the kingdom. And it was pretty phenomenal day.
I'm sorry you have to live the rest of your life with me now that I'm not such surprise.
No, that's a privilege. That's totally a privilege. You do make me cry, though, in a good way.
You came... I hope so.
I cried about the couch, but anyway.
You came home and I saw, because you know, when you're not feeling well, I'm not feeling well.
I know.
You know, they say happy wife, happy life, but it's spouse, I guess. It doesn't matter. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much always kind of consistently okay and happy, I think.
Oh, yeah. You're very balanced all the time. I'm a roller coaster.
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah. But this was just so wonderful because it was like the capping off an already perfect Christmas, visit, just everything, everything.
We
were blessed.
And it does not go unnoticed with me. I mean, and like I said, when I got in the car and I said, oh, I see what you did there. I see that.
And can we relate this to your God shot?
Yes. Yeah.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
There you go.
Is that like thunder?
I don't know what it is. It's TJ magic, man, is what that is.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what I was saying to you today. It's like
I know.
All
I queued up the jingle.
It goes in with my God shot. So I'm rereading Hebrews, which is hitting me so differently than it did the first time. And it's one of my favorite books. Thank you, honey. It's one of my favorite books. So my God shot was Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verse 2. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it.
Mm.
Okay. So I said, hospitality simply means making people feel comfortable and at home. This can easily be done with a small gesture. Like for instance, Pastor Jimmy, what are you thankful for today?
Mm.
Or inviting people out for coffee like Adam invited Willie.
Mm.
Or Annette being sick and being there and saying, do you need anything? And then I think about Elise dealing with unkind people at work. I mean, we face the trials every day, and the more we approach with kindness and love, the more we benefit. And so, of course, you know, I'm going to treat my daughter with kindness. Of course, when I see David, I'm going to treat him with kindness. And of course, you know, at the cashier, which I've learned from Pastor Jimmy, is thank you, Candace. I hope you have a great day, yeah. You know? And it's just, it costs me, costs us nothing. And what we get from it, the benefit that we get, that we reap, it's immeasurable. So it's just driving home the point of what Pastor Jimmy always talks about, is just taking that extra, that little extra step, you know, and doesn't just take being much. Kind to people.
Doesn't take much at all.
Yeah. So it was just so interesting how it was just a nice package, just neatly tied up with a bow.
Beautiful.
So
speaking of TJ.
Yes.
I got a note from TJ explaining our note from Tom.
Yes, because we were confused because I said, Cheryl, isn't Cheryl the mom? And you're like, I'm not sure who Cheryl is. I'm like, Cheryl's the mom who sent me the woven towel, who sent us the woven towel.
So Sir TJ the Raffle indeed says the note was, yes, Adam got it. Our dad, Tom, and Cheryl is our mom. She sent the hand woven dish towel. They live in Florida Keys and were visiting me during the Nashville meetup. So they were there along with my wife, kids, and cousin Mike. I'm sure we met them all, but he did send the picture of me and him and J-Dog.
Yes, yep. J-Dog.
It's J-Dog, man. He says, thanks for the... thanks for the shout-out on No Agenda episode 16. Did I tell you this?
No.
That I was listening to the Dorfel Verse. That's the family podcast. Yes, uh-huh. And his wife is pregnant.
Oh!
But he... had a vasectomy before he met her, and he had it reversed, and it worked.
Mike McDonald needs to talk to him about that,
right? Because Mike is starting to get lesbian face. That's what happens. That's what John C. Dvorak says. You can always tell a guy who had McDonald
does not have a lesbian face.
Yeah. So the basic, this is good to know. The basic Dorfel tree is mom and dad, Tom and Cheryl, then oldest to youngest of their 10 kids.
10.
Is TJ, Kim, Bobby, Eddie, Joey, Ben, Kurt, Garrett, Tommy Jr., and Charlie.
So TJ is the oldest.
He's the eldest.
The eldest.
Yes, he is. And he doesn't even seem that old.
No, he seems like he's like, what? I think he's 32.
He looks 17. Yeah. Telling him, you know what that's from? The vasectomy.
Oh. So he's got 4 kids from a previous marriage, yes, right? And yep. So this is baby number 5. Well, congratulations.
That whole family is so great. I love the Dorfels.
They're lovely people. Yeah. Lovely.
We're going to get them all to perform here when I'm mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got a note from Sir Dodger and Dame Mimi.
Yes.
And they are the ones who sent us the beautiful care package. And I asked about the navigation compass.
Yes.
And he says, yes, that was my dad's. It dates back to his tours in Vietnam.
Oh.
And then the pins he sent along are really from China. And let's see, the mugs are from Pixie took on Cape Cod. Anyway, peace, love, and happiness, Dodge and Misty Gaskill, Sir Dodger and Damien. Nice. We appreciate that so
much.
Nice. Did we have any other? Because people send us beautiful.
Do you want to go into thanking people?
Well, do you want to do the quick little mailbag before we get into the donations?
Well, how do we usually do this?
I don't know. Is there a rule?
Oh, and we have the salmon yays.
Oh boy. I'm well prepared for this. Oh. Hold on. Let's get into it.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
We got a lot of cork soakers to hear from tonight.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
What you say?
Yeah.
What you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cooks.
Value for value is what our podcast is, and people just keep on sending the value back, which keeps us motivated. You can do it in many ways: time, talent, or treasure. Just a note, do artwork like Craig does. You did the artwork.
I did the artwork today.
What happened to Craig, man? He's falling down on the job.
We didn't get a New Year's Eve one. And the one I put together, it's not great. You'll be able to see it. It's beautiful. You threw that together in like five minutes.
I'm so impressed.
Call me a faux graphic designer.
So we also have people who send us treasure, and that comes through our donation page, and yes, there's a P.O. box address there. You can send us stuff, but also, and people have actually sent us treasure through the P.O. box for today's show. We have a PayPal account, but of course we love to propagate the message of podcasting 2.0. Get a modern podcast app at podcastapps.com. Fountain, Podverse, Podcast Guru, they're all great. They all have new versions. Did you get the new version of Fountain finally? Have you updated that
yet?
Yes,
I have.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
It's great.
It's fast. Are you saying that? Thanks. You haven't even looked at it, have you?
You know what's so crazy?
You just broke Oscar's heart.
I only listen to Living Up in a Down World, No Agenda, and Currying the Keeper. That's all I listen
you
to.
You stop listening to all other podcasts?
I stop. Yeah, I can't listen to Megyn Kelly anymore. I can't listen to
You should listen to the Dorfulverse.
Oh, I should do that.
The Dorfulverse is fun.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a couple other podcasts. I'll share okay. some stuff with you. Okay. There's some things. There's some good godcasts may enjoy.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm busy these days.
Oh, please. If you reach $500 total, you become a Salmonier of Vineyard Nation. And if you do that through Bitcoin, through Satoshi, through the modern podcast app, everything you donate there is 1.5 times.
You have to do the math. Incentive. You have to do the accounting,
please,
though.
Please do your own accounting.
Yeah.
Send that to us. We'll check your math.
Yes.
You can always have Ellen check it because, she does calculus without a calculator. Yes. And we kick it off with $500. What do you look at me for?
Do I know this?
The lovely Lisa of the Frozen Tundra? Sir Beboop?
Really?
It came in on the PayPal.
Are you kidding?
No. Why would I kid you? It came in on the 22nd, which is 2 days after our previous show. What, you're giving me a face look like. Yeah, I know, right? People love us. I know, it's crazy.
Wait, no, Robert Taylor.
No, because I have the note.
Oh, John Taylor.
I have the note.
Oh, Beboop.
I have the note. Oh. Sir Beboop, Knight of the Frozen Tundra here. I made an error and neglected to include a message on my Currying the Keeper donation. It'll come in as Robert or John Taylor.
I got it. Okay.
The donation is on behalf of my amazing bride, the lovely Lisa of the Frozen Tundra.
Oh.
Please have her credited and the following note mentioned. So this is probably what I was supposed to do, but you pulled me into the logistics of it.
I'm sorry, babe.
This donation is credited to the lovely Lisa of the Frozen Tundra. Simply put, you constantly amaze me and I love
you.
On with the show. Sorry for the extra back office work. Merry Christmas. All the best from Beboop.
Oh, thank you. I forgot about that.
Well, we have one more that came in on the PayPal. Elizabeth Borazan. Another $100.
You know what? And she sent me a message on Twitter. I didn't get that message. I didn't get the PayPal.
Okay, but I don't have a message. I don't have a donation note.
She sent me one via Twitter and said, here's my message. Happy New Year.
Okay. Yes. Good.
Yes.
Good. We'll take it. Then we got, and I think you have this, we got a cash donation through the P.O. box from Sir Bobby the K, which is, I think it's 7777, which is a Striper donation.
Yes. Yes, and I have his note here. Mr. and Mrs. Curry, this is my first monetary donation. I sent you the Striper donation jingle back in June.
Oh, it's his jingle. Yeah. Isn't that great? Yeah.
And I imagine that worldwide, everybody's spandex fits a little better when someone donates sevens and the jingle gets played.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's so cool. People are praying for you. Rock on. Long live Striper. And the Striper donation here is 7777 piece. Sir Bobby J., the K, PhD, and failed city council candidate. That's so cool.
Excuse me. And prayers out to Michael Sweet from Striper. I saw he was in the hospital. He posted something on Twitter.
Oh.
He was out and he was okay, but I'm not quite sure what happened. But yeah, I guess he could use some prayers.
Mm-hmm.
33,444 Satoshis from Sir Brian with an I.
Yes, he sent me his message. He goes, is this kind of mean?
Oh, I haven't read it yet. Here we go. I read these cold, by the way.
Okay.
I never read them beforehand.
Okay.
The OG Salmonier, congrats on being the first to send a four-legged Friends of Phoebe donation. But, I see. But if you listen to episode 44, the actual first four-legged Friend of Phoebe donation was from the one and only Chevy Pruitt. Did we deny Chevy his honors?
I don't know.
And I'm sorry, but you're not stealing my OG title, Michael. Hope that all of the dogs of Vineyard Nation got lots of toys from Santa Paws. And until next week, adios, mofos, a happy and safe hooey hooey and such in the evening, y'all.
Vineyard Nation in the evening.
I didn't think that was mean.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But now I feel bad.
I don't
bad.
Remember it. We'll have to go back and we'll have to do our due diligence.
Yeah.
Apparently, Brian remembers everything that That's, is said it, it on
is
every
his,
show.
It is his job, kind
yes,
of.
Yes, it is.
He is the archivist.
He is our auditor.
Oh, God. Please.
Brian, the auditor.
Like the office of the inspector.
Yes.
General.
General, yes.
10,000 sats from Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
Another fantastic episode, he says. Dr. David Young just hit rock star status. Oh, that's when we were talking about David. Just doing a little saving of children on an evening out. His cool factor is now off the charts in my eyes. The Green Acres Stars Hollow incident with the horse, goat, and other sundry farm animals was amazing. I, too, have had similar experience here in the Berg. I bet. Love you both more than words can convey. Sorry about the weak boost. I have to transfer some sats. Don't worry. I'll make it up. KTLD and KYBO. That's from Pastor Jimmy and Damonette with a little bucket there, a little leaky bucket we emoji.
We have to say that they are our newest Salmoniers.
Now, what? So, yes.
Yes.
And we were supposed to give them their Salmonier goodies when they were here.
Yes. And I had to order new glasses, too. That's the Vineyard Nation Salmoniers are growing.
It's good.
Yes.
Now, the problem is what we didn't do, which we said we would do, and we have a couple more donations here.
Yes.
Is we were going to add some stuff to the charcuterie board. To the tasting room lineup.
Well, we have their
right, but am I not doing their ceremony today?
Yes, you are. So we'll just add their stuff and we'll work on it later. Oh, also,
we'll work on it later.
It's been a little busy with the holidays. I need John, Sir Beep Boop, Knight of the Frozen Tundra. I need your address.
Yes, so we can
please send me your address so I can send you the two Currying the Keeper glasses and the limited edition Salmonier coasters generously donated by Michael Anastasio.
So this will be the lovely Lisa of the Frozen Tundra who
yes.
will become a Salmonier.
Yes, yes.
Two more donations. PCP, 7,000 sats. He says that's just a troublemaker boost. Who was the troublemaker?
Who is that?
Who was I calling a troublemaker on the last show?
Well, Anamika is the troublemaker, the blonde squad.
There's lots of troublemakers. Sir Joho, Yoho, 333, Merry Christmas. Take my sats, please. We took them.
Does he need to be decanted?
You know, Sir Yoho, he probably does. Yeah, good catch.
You've been decanted.
Sir Yoho. I think he's from Israel, actually. I may be wrong. Sir Yoho, mm-hmm. I think so. And then we have a 1234 from user 705056874335864 from Fountain. Change your username, dude or dudette.
Yeah.
Doesn't take that much. Do it.
Nobody
so we
gets
can thank
decanted
you.
With usernames like that.
Ooh, harsh. Harsh. You got to send in some more sats with your username to be
we
properly
don't know if
decanted.
You're a bot or not.
To be properly decanted. All right, now then we have to take into the tasting room to make our Salmoniers.
We have some gifts. Can I talk about
yes,
that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we received a lovely bottle of wine from yes. Rick and Ann Gibbs. So,
jeez. I had my mic closed.
Oh, okay. Dear Teen and Adam, greetings and Merry Christmas from Minnesota or Minnesotnuts, right? We have been listeners for a while. Rick to No Agenda from the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
That was 16 years ago.
Old school.
And to Curry and the Keeper just in the last year. We are sharing our favorite red from our favorite vineyard here in Minnesota, where the grapes can suffer. That must be on the bottle. We're going to probably crack that open the next
show. For the
show.
Next show, yeah.
We hope you enjoyed the full-bodied flavor of this wine. I know we will. I know we will, Anne. It's been a blessing to hear how the Lord has changed and impacted your life. Thank you for sharing your stories with us each week. Blessings from Minnesota, Rick and Ann Gibbs. And then she said, P.S., we met Ashley Slater.
Oh, from the notebooks.
Ashley Slater Originals from the notebooks last February at a No Agenda meetup and got a firsthand look at the leather journals she gave you. So, yes. So, thank you so much. I'm excited to crack that baby yes. open. It does have a label on it so Adam can keep his mitts off of it.
Yep. Yep. There's another one. Don't drink that.
And then John Fuller had made a donation the last show, but we got his Christmas card today. from Colorado, and it's addressed to Tina the Talent, Adam the Producer.
This, by the way, is a colleague in the business. You know, he's a very famous,
I love that.
Very famous godcaster. And what do I get? I get demoted.
I know.
The producer.
And then we also got a card from Chris and Amy Spradling. I think that's how you say them. I think they sent us wine, and she had just announced that she was pregnant. And I was thinking about her, which is so funny.
Oh, really?
Like, oh my gosh, I remember she announced she was pregnant. I know she had that baby last year.
But who did it, though?
Who did what?
Yeah, who made her pregnant?
Her husband.
Who done it? Of course, it's a mystery.
Yeah. So we finally got the card today with her sweet little baby girl, and her baby girl's name is Kinley. Kinley Mary.
Is there a picture?
Yeah.
Show me the picture. Let me see.
Take a look.
Let me see. Oh, man. Oh.
How cute is she?
Wow. And Mama recovered quick.
Yeah, she looks great.
Congratulations on that. Good job, Mom.
Yeah, and we got a Christmas card from the Woodall family, which was very nice. And then we got a card from Sir Mike and Dame Blackhammer and the CERN Human Resources. Oh, man,
there's one, the biggest family ever.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 of them.
And Dame Blackhammer homeschools them all.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, one of them stopped playing the bagpipes, and another one started playing the bagpipes. I read their whole family newsletter. It was great.
They actually had 9 kids, but one of them
passed away.
Is in heaven.
It's in heaven.
Oh,
yeah.
How sweet, though.
Yeah.
They look like such a lovely family.
I am so happy that they're in our life because they are making up for all the people who don't make kids. We need hello, children. We need people like them.
Yes.
It's really, and I just love that. I mean, they're a cool fit. C. Mike, his name is C. Mike. That's how I know. He's been around for a long
time.
Oh, yeah. He always sends me, his emails are always encrypted.
So
I always have to go and get my decryptor out and everything.
That's so nice. Yeah, we loved getting the cards. So thank you. There was one package I went after the post office was closed, and there was a ticket in the thing that was too big. So we'll have to get it
for the next show.
Yeah. So that's it. That rounds it out.
Can we have Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette here?
Yes. Come to the tasting room.
And
bring your empty cap, your empty glasses.
Yes. And we need the lovely Lisa of the Frozen Tundra, if we can get all of you here.
Yes.
All together. Okay, please, may I welcome you to the tasting room of Vineyard Nation. You are now all official Sameniers. For you, we have Decoy Cabernet. Woo, it's nice and loud. We have Brie and Berries. We've got Salami and Stilton, Pate and Pecorino. We've got Jambon and Jarlsberg, Mortadella and Manchego, Chorizo and Cheddar, Guanciale and Gouda. Whatever you do, keep your cork soaked and your hearts full of love, because you are now all official Sameniers of Vineyard Nation. And with that come your glasses, your sippy cups, so you can show everybody that you're official, and your coasters, and go out there, drink wine, and laugh a little.
You know what? You forgot Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette's requests.
That's what I told you. Where were you when I just said... we didn't work on this. What show were you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. The Tina show. That's right. I just said this. We didn't work on this. And you're looking at me like, you're a typical talent. That's what you are. And then what you do? Blaming on the producer. This is what David Letterman did. This is what, remember, that's what Regis and Kathy Lee. Oh, it's Gelman. Oh, Gelman screwed it up.
No, this is okay.
What was their request? I don't.
It was like ribeyes and.
You make me look bad. We have to do it again next show. You don't even know what it was. I told you. I said we didn't do that. You're like, oh, it's okay. Just go ahead and do it.
No, this is what I thought, because remember when we got out of church?
Yeah, do you remember when I set up like 10 minutes ago, like we didn't go through this? Do you remember that part of the
this
show?
This is what I was thinking, okay? Let me... Oh my gosh. We're failed. This is what... When we got out of the car last Sunday... You're doing the fireworks?
Yeah.
When we got out of the car last Sunday, I go, we need to work on our tasting room.
This is what I just...
Listen to me. And like, we need to add some more meats like soppressata and salami. And you're
this
like,
is yeah. as we're walking into the church.
That's what I thought. That's what I
and
thought.
You thought I wrote it down or something?
No, that's what I thought you were talking about when you said we didn't do it. I didn't think you meant Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette's request. I thought you already had that.
I didn't know what their requests are.
It came in the text. It was in the group text. You didn't read it?
Oh, my goodness. In the group text. Listen, I'm the green bubble in the group text. Maybe I didn't even get it at all.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it then? Show me in the group text.
I don't have my phone with me.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's not. It was when. Oh.
Fail. We failed. Our best friends coming to the tasting room. Guess they're coming in next week.
Okay, you have to understand the group text, which is also where Pastor Jimmy puts his God shot. Thank you. You know, when anyone hearts a text, or if you like
says,
it,
like the so and so like this image.
Oh, yeah. And no, I get loved quoting the sisters. Nice. Thank you for your celebrate.
That's because you're green bubbled.
I get replied to a message, loved. I so love hearing this. Lifting.
That's because you're green bubble. You're below the.
I'm a degenerate.
You are. You're a green bubble. I don't degenerate. See.
You guys should kick me out of the group. Really.
That's a good show title. I'm green bubble green degenerate.
It's too long. I go back and then it's like past P edited. It doesn't even tell me what you edited. So I'm going back and I can't find it. So I feel very...
All right.
But this is what I was talking about. Like, we need to add that stuff.
I thought you were talking about the conversation when I got out of the car and I'm like, we need more meats in the tasting room. And you're
everything,
like, okay, let's work
it,
on it.
All of it.
All right. We'll work.
Can we do it again? Can we just have them come to the tasting room next show?
Yes, I will find it and I will send it to you. I thought you had it under control being the producer and all.
You know what? It's time for... The question of the week.
What else can I screw up today? Can I ruin this part of the show as well? Oh, yeah.
The question of the
week. Will you participate?
It's the shorter version, so I don't get to do the participate.
Oh, that's so fun.
It's 7 seconds.
You don't know the question.
No, of course not. Of course not. So you can embarrass me.
I will answer it first, so you can think about it.
Well, let me hear the question, then I'll tell you if you can answer it first.
Okay. Name one rock star moment in your life. Not rock star in the sense of celebrity, but something you look back on and are really proud of.
Wow.
Okay. I'll go first, since it'll give you a chance to talk about it or think about it.
Okay.
Okay. You got to listen to me, though.
I'm going to listen to you.
Okay. There's been a lot in my life. There's been a lot that I've been super, super proud of. But there was this one time when my girls were little. They weren't little. They were early teens, I would say. And I was involved with this local organization. It was a back-to-school event. And my girls and I decided to do a peanut butter and jelly drive in our neighborhood. For low-income children, because a lot of times they don't have food.
Right.
They don't have lunches to go to school because they're low income. And so my girls, we designed flyers and we put them in every mailbox in our neighborhood. We had about 250 homes in our neighborhood. And we sent out reminder notices and said, will you please kindly donate one jar of peanut butter, one jar of jelly for low income for the back-to-school bash? And they... So that the following Saturday we had to drive and they went up to the houses, and as they went up to houses and they saw that peanut butter and jelly and they came back running back to the car like it was Christmas morning.
Oh,
I was so proud of them that it connected, that it was, they were doing something for families and people responded, and we filled our back trunk with jars and jars of peanut butter and jelly that we took to this back to school bash and gave to low income families. It was the look on their face. It was like Christmas morning. And I was like, I instilled community of service, a service of heart in my girls to show them what it means to give back to other people. And that was like a rock star moment. And of course I capitalized on it and contacted the local newspaper and got us in the newspaper.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? I'm so proud of my girls. So that was a rock star moment in my life. Can you top that one?
Well, I was, of course, a rock star. Oh. So this makes it very difficult for me to answer. I have a lot of those, but I'm not going to talk about those.
Oh, please. Like one upping. I had a lot of rockstar moments, but I won't talk about them.
No, I mean, things like that. Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I would say the rockstar moment for me, I had just started my television career in Holland, and you never met my mom, of course. She died when she was 65. So that was, oh man, was it 14 years ago now? Yeah, I guess so. But she was, how can I explain? She was like, you know, you'll forget about me. You never have time for me. You never call, which honestly, I was so busy that I was certainly not the best at calling. And, you know, just, you know, I started my career when I was 19 and I dropped out of school. My parents said, you have 1 month to, you know, get back into school, get a job, pay us rent or get out. And I got a job and got out and went, okay, thanks for that ultimatum. I'm doing good. And I just went, and, you know, I was on television 2 weeks later. So I had this acceleration and it was my mom's birthday and she was pretty sure I was going to forget her birthday, not do anything. And so I went to her house and I said, happy birthday, Mom. And she came out and I said, look up in the sky. And I had an airplane, right?
Aww.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Aww.
A Skywriter. And I thought that was kind of a rock star moment.
That is a rock star. Yeah. Her heart must have just been so full.
Yeah. No, she liked that one. Aww. Yeah. Yeah. Cause she really was like, oh, celebrity, but she kind of liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's very typical. It's like, I don't want any, you know, any trappings of celebrity. But then when I rock starred her and had her name, happy birthday, written by the Skywriter, I think she really liked that.
You haven't done that for me.
No, that's right. See, this is, I'm glad I didn't mention any of the other things. That would have been just horrible.
I'm kidding. That's really sweet, honey. That's really, really sweet.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, you have to, there's so many moments, but it's like one of those things that.
That's a good question. Who gives you these questions?
Came up with that. I'm a comms girl, man. Come on. Give me a little credit.
CG comms girl. Anything else for this episode?
Comms girl.
Anything else for this episode?
I got nothing else. That was it. Okay.
Apologies to our new Salmoniers, Pastor Jimmy and Damonette.
Yeah, two people that should not have been dissed in the tasting room.
It's interesting when it comes to things in the show that the comms girl fell down on the job. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how it works.
Oh, I love you, Adam Curry.
I love you so much, Tina Marie Curry.
Happy New Year, my
Happy New Year to you.
Excited for the upcoming year.
Yeah.